Every 10 years, the 435 congressional districts of the U.S. House of Representatives are redrawn. And every 10 years, the number of seats that could be won by either party shrinks. NPR congressional correspondent Susan Davis reports on the decline of swing seats.
Politically like-minded Americans are living more tightly clustered together than ever before. And that has made it a whole lot easier for partisans to draw maps with more safe Democratic or safe Republican seats for Congress this year.
These two things feed off of each other and compound to absolutely eviscerate the number of swing seats.
Dave Wasserman is a nonpartisan election analyst with the Cook Political Report. He estimates these seats, the kind where one party has a narrow advantage of 5 points or less, will number in the low 30s for the 2022 elections. For comparison, after the 2002 redistricting, there were 124 swing seats and 99 seats after the 2012 redistricting. The more narrow political landscape is affecting how campaign operatives like Dan Constans see this election.
It means that there are a lot fewer natural and easy opportunities for us to go win.
Constans runs the Congressional Leadership Fund, the top House Republican super PAC. Fewer swing seats means the minority party has to compete in harder districts to win. Republicans are fielding candidates in districts President Biden carried by as much as 15 points.
The political environment is so good that we are able to extend much deeper into Democrat-held territory than we ever were before.
The precipitous decline in swing seats doesn't necessarily mean control of the House is less competitive. The chambers flipped between the two parties four times since 1994, and it's likely to flip again in November. Stanford University professor Morris Fiorina says the era of the unshakable majority, like the one Democrats enjoyed for four decades prior to the 1994 Republican wave, are over.
Now, the parties are so evenly matched that even though there's very few marginal districts, the Congress could shift even with a much smaller change in seats than it could a generation ago.
Fiorina says that results in both parties often misreading the message from voters in these elections because majorities are shifting based off of relatively minor vote shifts.
Each new majority says, okay, now we have a mandate. They don't have a mandate. The mandate was just, we like you slightly better than the other people.
Joshua Graham Lynn runs Represent Us, a nonprofit that advocates for democracy reform. He says fewer swing seats likely translates to an even more ideologically divided Congress.
You have a system where all of the competition for any given seat is forced into the primaries, where only a tiny fraction of voters even participate.
It's not all bad news, says Kelly Burton. She runs the left-leaning National Democratic Redistricting Committee. She says there are enough seats in play that control of the House will remain competitive for the two parties over the next decade.
I think that that is good for democracy. I think you want to see the people in power be determined by the voters themselves and not predetermined by the maps.
Swing seats can also evolve over the course of a decade's elections, and there may be no place to go but up from here. Susan Davis, NPR News, Washington.